The reading of God's Word. And you guys know where we're going. 1 Peter 1, 4 through 12. Huh? Oh, 2 Peter. Oh, sorry.
We know where we're going, you don't.
I wrote it down wrong. That's my problem. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience, godliness, and to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind, and cannot see afar, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, through ye know them, and be established in the present truth. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, I ask that you would grant me the words and bless this message. Let it bring your point across and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Brotherly kindness. I'll let you know right now, kindness isn't always my best suit. Especially where I work. What does Peter mean when we say brotherly kindness? We know that the brotherly part in this contains context means your brother and sister in Christ. He is talking about saved, born again children of God. But what is kindness? It is being selfless, caring, compassionate, and unconditionally kind. Like love, it takes practice to understand and feel it. It is not always easy. We share love with others through kind acts, such as a smile, nice words, and an unexpected deed. Kindness is defined as goodwill, benevolence, that temper or disposition, which delight in contributing to the happiness of others, which is exercised cheerfully in gratifying their wishes, supplying their wants, and alleviating their distress. It is an act of goodwill. Any act of benevolence which promotes the happiness of welfare of others, charity, hospitality, attention to the wants of others, are deemed acts of kindness or kindnesses. God wants us to do good, especially to your brothers and sisters in Christ. Galatians 6, 9 through 10. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially onto them who are of the household of faith. We are to prefer one another. Romans 12, 10 through 12. I'm just waiting for you guys. See, I cheated. I wrote them all down. Be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patience in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. No man can do me a truer kindness in this world than to pray for me. Charles Spurgeon. God wants us to be like-minded, unified, and will to receive one another. I wrote that wrong. And well to receive one another as Christ received us. Christ received you just as you are. Romans 15, 5 through 7. Now the God of patience and consolation grant you to be like-minded, one towards another, according to Christ Jesus, that ye may with one mind and one mouth glorify God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherefore, receiving ye one another, as Christ also received us to the glory of God. You have heard of the push for random acts of kindness? Do it on purpose and direct it at your brethren. Especially when you don't know, don't you appreciate it when someone shows you some kindness, especially when you don't know who it is, and when they just show up and lend a hand? So how can we show kindness to our brothers and sisters? Forgive them. Take care of it and get it settled. Ephesians 4:32. And be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. It's not always easy, but letting problems fester doesn't do any good for anyone. Jesus laid it out plain and simple. John 13, 34 through 35. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. The next one is bearing their burdens until they are able to bear their own. Galatians 6:2. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. Leonard Ravenhill quoted, I want to see a fellowship where your burdens become mine, your griefs over your children become my griefs, where we all really bear each other's burdens, where we love each other and let the world come and see that we are followers of the meek and lowly Jesus Christ, who cared only to do the will of his Father.
Amen.
We must serve them. That means serve your brothers and sisters. For brethren, Galatians 5, 13 through 14. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We have a duty to encourage them. Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly for ourself together as the manner of some is, but exhort one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approach. So in conclusion, let us start adding to virtue, knowledge, temperance, patience, godliness, and brotherly kindness. As one body, or as 2 Timothy 2:5, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.